Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Flint water crisis of excessive lead content has its roots going back decades. Possibly for more than 50 years, the Flint government used Flint River water to supplement supplies from other sources. By one report, in 2010, officials in Governor Granholm's administration ordered the Flint city government to shift the city's drinking water supply to the Flint River. The next year, the emergency manager was advised that an anti-corrosion treatment should be added to the water because of the nature of the water in the Flint River. This treatment was never done. The plan for the city of Flint to separate from the Detroit Water and Sewage Department to join the Carinani Water Authority using Flint River water during the transition period was approved by the Flint Mayor and City Council by a vote of 7-1 on March 25, 2013. The next day, Genesee County's Drain Commissioner endorsed the council's action. On March 29, the then emergency manager signed an executive order to implement the council's action. In the order, he called for, quote, upgrading the Flint water plant to ready it to treat water from the Flint River to serve as the primary drinking water source for approximately 2 years, and then converting to KWA-delivered lake water, unquote. 7 months later, Darnell Early became the new Flint emergency manager. He has claimed that his job was to oversee the execution of the previous city council action, not to question, second-guess, or invalidate that decision. As we now know, the lack of the anti-corrosion treatment resulted in water that corroded the metal water pipes in Flint. Dangerous excessive levels of lead and other metals entered the water coming out of the pipes. Multiple red flags were missed or tied up by government bureaucracy, with plenty of blame to pass around. Now politicians and bureaucrats are pointing fingers as much as they are trying to resolve the crisis. Come back Friday when I explore two other U.S. water crises from this decade that provide a lesson on how this crisis could have been better managed. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.